The mixer, accordingly, was bluntly broached, and in the best basil to boot, as to whether he was one of those lucky cocks for whom the audible, visible, nocible, edible world existed. That he was only too cognitively, conatively, abundantly sure of it, because living, loving, breathing, and sleeping, more pancreates, as he most significantly did, whenever he thought he heard, he saw, he felt, he made a bill, clipper, 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 clipper. Whether he was practically sure, too, of his lugs and truies' names in this king and blouseman business. That he was pediculously so. Certified? As cad could be. Be lying. Be the loney, I will. It was morbus of somebody? A quite. Surday's son? A Saturn weddens. And how did the green-eyed mister arrive at the B.A.? That it was like his pole. A cross-grained trapper with murdy odd oogs. Off-lorated Aries, in quiline nace, and a twitcherous moaf, he would be. Who could bit you at to a tenured full when a stall? Balor Jabara. Some major bore too? I geens. And with tumblerous legs, redipnominated Helmingham Urchin Wine, Rudder Egbert Crumwell, Odin Maximus Esme Saxon Essa, Resingitorix Ethelwolf Ruprecht, Edwalla Bentley Osmond Dysart Yggdrasilman? Holy Saint Eiffel, the very Phoenix. It was Chudley Bagnall once more between the Defoe Odates and the Dumb Scene. The two child spies were praising him, Aza de Volug, but the renting of his rock was from the three wicked Vancouver's forest bent down a wits, are there sure? You betty, Cumbelum comes. One of the oxmen's thingabossers savad, and had he been refresked by the founts of bounty playing there, is pain, ailland in Long's gorgling barrel, a loss of Lord Edward, and a lack of Sir Philip, a surgeon at Showerdown, could suck more gargling bubbles out of the five lamps in Porteran's praise. Wordling and Mary's. As who wouldn't, laving his leaf time in Blackpool. But of course he could call himself Tim, too, if he had time to. You bet he could any time. Who pleased? Wooden place.